Let's press pause. I've got a 5-minute Jesus for you. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but one of my favorite prayers in the traditional prayer book, a prayer my wife and I say almost every day together, brings together the Christian promise of release from objective guilt and relief from subjective shame. The prayer goes like this: Merciful Lord, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Pardon and peace, cleansed from sins and living with a quiet mind. This captures the removal of objective guilt and rest from psychological shame. And Jesus did teach something similar. There's a little noticed phrase where he brings together both this objective and subjective elements of forgiveness. It's in the account of Jesus' interaction with a sinful woman at the home of Simon the Pharisee. It is one of my favorite accounts of Jesus' life in all his biography. Basically, Jesus is invited to the home of a Pharisee, a religious, a conservative. No doubt the house is filled with other religious conservatives, and a sinful woman, that's how she's described, walks into the house, and you know, she's gatecrashing the party, and she weeps behind Jesus, wets his feet with her tears, and then wipes his feet with her hair and kisses them and pours perfume on them. It's really dramatic. And of course, the Pharisee is outraged and thinks that, you know, Jesus can't be a prophet if he's letting this woman touch him. And then Jesus sort of turns on his host and defends the woman by telling a parable. And basically, the parable is that there's two people who owed a moneylender different amounts. One owes 500 silver coins, the other 50 silver coins. And the moneylender mercifully forgives the debt of both. And then Jesus says to Simon, who do you reckon is going to love the moneylender more? And Simon gets it right. Simon says, yeah, of course, the person who's had the bigger debt forgiven. Now, so far, it seems like a story of relief from objective guilt. And that is surely the principal message, the most important part of the Christian message. I mean, it'd be no use to us to feel relief from shame and still actually be guilty before God. And yet it would still be a great benefit to us to be objectively forgiven by God, even if we couldn't find subjective relief from shame. But this story moves on to speak of this woman's psychological state. She has profound joy and love as a result of the notion that she might be forgiven. See, what Jesus does is he turns to his host and says, when I came in, you didn't greet me with a kiss. You didn't, wash my feet or anything like that. You didn't put oil on my head. But this woman has been doing all those things for me ever since I walked in here. And so you can see that her many sins have been forgiven because she feels such great love. So there's this real sense in the story that the joy and love of relief that comes with forgiveness is a key part of what Jesus wanted the woman to experience. And then the text says, Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. He gives her this sort of dramatic statement of objective forgiveness. The other guests began to, say amongst themselves, who is this who forgives sins? You know, they know that only God can forgive sins. And here is Jesus claiming to forgive sins. And that is, first and foremost what the account is about, Jesus' extraordinary authority to forgive people's sins, something only God could do. But the woman's joy and relief is definitely part of the story and so part of the promise, because the whole thing ends with Jesus saying to the woman, your faith has saved you. Now go in peace. So here is, in the climax of the story, both objective and subjective elements in the Christian faith. His parting words, your faith has saved you, that's the objective element, but also go in peace. That's the subjective element. I suppose it's possible to interpret the word peace to mean objective reconciliation with the Almighty, but I think that's a mistake. This woman has experienced shame, a public shame, even at this dinner party. She was a scandal, but Jesus wants to send her on her way assured of both objective mercy from God, the relief from a debt she couldn't pay, but also the blessing of peace, a sense of relief from shame, which produces joy and love. Go in peace. So I think my prayer book gets it right. The message of Christ provides pardon and peace, cleansing from sins and a quiet mind. You can press play now.